And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, today's topic, servant leadership.
Yeah, a lot of people aspire to be servant leaders. A lot of people heard the term, maybe aren't familiar with it. But here's some ways you can get started with servant leadership that I think are pretty easy to incorporate if you're so inclined to do so. Number one, I would reflect on your own leadership style and I'd identify areas where you can embody some of the servant leadership principles. I think that's so important to really kind of assess where you're at and really if you can pull this off or not. Another thing you could be doing is to just lead by example, demonstrate some of the qualities of a servant leader like humility or empathy or authenticity. Is there ways to incorporate that into your daily interactions with your team so that you are demonstrating that you are a servant leader by example? Number three is empower your team members, because that is one of the kind of tenets of servant leadership is to empower your team members. So what can you be delegating to them? What resources can you be providing to them? And most importantly, showing them that you trust them to make decisions. That's so important to be in terms of being a servant leader, you know, trust, giving them autonomy, delegating, giving them resources to grow. That's so important. Number four, focus, and this kind of ties into that, focus on growth and development. What can you be doing in terms of coaching and mentoring for your team to help them grow and help them develop and really focusing in on what they're trying to accomplish in their career, in their life, and what can you be doing to help them achieve that? And number five is create this culture of open communication and feedback. You want to be encouraging honest dialogue and you want to be receptive to suggestions. Servant leadership is a journey. It's not a destination. It takes time. It takes effort. And it takes a commitment to really lean into this and embrace this kind of an approach. But I think that it's super important if you are aspiring to be a servant leader to take the time, because rewards can be significant for not only the leader, but also the organization as a whole.